accompany Susan at the piano is Pauline Pittenger from Bradenton. Not only a fine musician, but she is the world's finest tatter. She's tatted every single state flag. Let's give Pauline, the musician, a hand. And Mr. Town Hall, Susan sang My Old Kentucky Home just for you. Town Hall from Sarasota. Give him a hand.
I sure did appreciate that Kentucky song, too.
My old Kentucky home, you know, Stephen Foster was up there in Kentucky also. I remember a long time ago when I was a small boy coming down a creek in Kentucky, I had my banjo strung around my neck and a red band.
Welcome the Wiggin sisters from Bradenton, Betsy and Hallie.
Hi. We'd like to sing a song to you about a cat. How many of you have ever had a cat? Hey, cats. Well, this is about a man who had a cat but didn't want it. So he put the cat in his car and he drove way out into the country, you know, like you don't want a cat, so you drive way out into the country and you put him out and you say, "Oh, nice kitty, don't cry. You'll have a real nice home." And then you drive back real fast so he won't follow you, you know. You get home, you say, it just feels so good not to have that little pesky cat around the house. And the next morning you get up and you go out to get the paper, the milk, and there he is sitting there waiting for you to come out. Well, this song is about a cat like that, and he came back quite a few times, no matter how mean the man was to him. In fact, he had quite a few lives. It's called The Cat Came Back. Well, old Mr. Johnson had troubles all his own. He had an old black cat that wouldn't leave home. Tried everything he could to make the cat to stay away. Even took him up to Canada and told him for to stay. But the cat came back the very next day. Thought he was a goner, but the kitty came back, 'cause he wouldn't stay away. Well, a farmer on the corner said he'd shoot him on sight, so he loaded up his gun full of rocks and dynamite. Well, the explosion that was heard all over the town, little pieces of the man were all that they found. But the cat came back the very next day. Thought he was a goner, but the kitty came back, 'cause he wouldn't stay away. Well, he gave a boy a dollar for to set the cat afloat, and he put him in a sack in the bottom of a boat. Well, the fishing was fine till the news got around that the boat was missing and the boy was drowned. But the cat came back the very next day. Thought he was a goner, but the kitty came back, 'cause he wouldn't stay away. Well, they took him to the shop where the meat was ground, and they dropped him in the hopper when the butcher wasn't round. Well, the cat disappeared with a blood-curling shriek, and the town's meat tasted furry for a week. But the cat came back the very next day. Thought he was a goner, but the kitty came back, 'cause he wouldn't stay away. Well, they took him to the Cape and they put him in a place, in a U.S. rocket going way out in space. When they finally felt the cat was out of human reach, next day they got a call from Miami Beach. And the cat came back the very next day. Thought it was a goner, but the kitty came back, 'cause he wouldn't stay away. We'd like to sing a song for you, and we'd like to dedicate it to Cousin Thelma since she likes it so much. We nicknamed it the Chewing Gum Song, but you might know it by "Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor on the Bedpost Overnight?"
Oh me, oh my, oh you, whatever shall I do? Hallelujah, question is peculiar, I'd give a lot of dough. question, is it yes or is it no? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother said don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils and heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Here comes a blushing bride, the groom is by her side. Up to the altar, it's as steady as Gibraltar. Now the groom has got the ring, and it's such a pretty thing. But as he slips it on her finger, the choir begins to sing. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother said don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils and heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Now the nation rose as one and sent its favorite son up to the White House, the nation's mighty lighthouse. He said that I've been sent on to the president to solve the burning question which has swept this continent. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother said don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils and heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? On the bedpost overnight. I really, really love you and I want to hold you tight. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. On the bedpost overnight. A dollar is a dollar and a dime is a dime. We'd sing another chorus, but we haven't got the time. On the bedpost overnight. Hey!
As I've told you many times before, a folk festival in Florida wouldn't be a folk festival at all if we didn't have representation here of the first citizens of Florida. And we do. We are honored to have Frank and Lottie Shore. They're back from Georgia. And they got some gourd seeds while they were up there. And Betty May Jumper, who is chairman of the Seminole Tribal Council at Dania, and her husband and some of her children are here. I'm going to ask Jezebel Devane, truly the friend of the Seminole Indian, to come bring them all up and introduce them. Lottie made Jezebel's beautiful Indian dress, and of course she made her own. And I expect Betty May made her own.
It is indeed a pleasure every year that I come up here to the Seminoles. It's a pleasure and an honor.
Louder.
They told me they could hear me fine this morning. For the benefit of the ones that were not here this morning, I will give you a little background on our Seminole friends. Indeed, they have a great heritage. Lottie Shore, on my right, is descended from a Seminole, young Seminole Indian woman that was captured during the Third Seminole War, when the ship, the Gray Cloud, left Fort Myers with Billy Bowlegs, a band of the Seminoles who lived in the Kissimmee River Valley had been captured and taken over to Tampa, over to Egmont Key, and put on the aboard ship when it passed Egmont Key. When they got to St. Mark's to refuel, they had planned if some way they could get off of the ship, they would try to escape and make their way back to Florida, because anyone that knows anything of Florida history knows that they did not go willingly. There were six, they asked for permission to go ashore to gather medicine, and six escaped. One of the young ladies was Lottie Shore's great-grandmother, Polly Parker. They had not captured her husband, so they walked by night and hid by day, and eventually made their way back into the Everglades. I was telling one of Lottie Shore's sister-in-laws about this, who is a Cherokee from North Carolina, and she says, isn't that wonderful? We have an evangeline in our own race. Lottie Shore's great-grandmother, the daughter of Polly Parker, is still living. We don't know exactly how old she is, but we figure it's at somewhere in the late 90s, because there is six generations. And it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you the great-granddaughter of Polly Parker, Lottie Shore. Lottie's husband, Frank Shore, also has a great heritage, because it is through his clan, and I might tell you just a minute about the clans, or gens. Now, I don't know what they call it, but I call it clans. The children always belong to the mother's clan. There is the bird, the wildcat, the otter, the bear, and many more that I expect some of the Seminoles, they could tell you more about than I can. But the children always belong to the mother's clan, and they do not marry within their own clan. Frank Shore's clan has produced, or it's handed down, as my husband said, through hereditary, the medicine men, and the history of the tribe is generally passed down through the medicine men. Where are you, Frank? Frank Shore, the medicine men, Frank Shore is the chief medicine man of the Brighton Seminoles. Now, it's indeed a pleasure to introduce to you, as Cousin Thelma said, the first woman chairman of the Seminole Council of Florida, Betty Mae Jumper, and she will introduce her family. Betty Mae.
It is indeed a pleasure for me to be here tonight. I have passed many a times here, and I always stop at the river and see the Suwannee River before I go by. I have been out west, I've been north, and everywhere throughout the states. But I always come back to Florida, because Florida is my home. And I have been to a lot of pretty places, but when I see these moss hanging from the trees, it's a home to me. So today, I think, tonight when I came here, I think it's a beautiful place for me to be here. Tonight I'm going to introduce some of my children, and my husband is Moses Jumper, I'm all right. The first girl is Rosella Tiger. That's the daughter of my late brother, Howard Tiger. And the second one is Scarlett Marie, the biggest one. She's my daughter. And Judy, the little one. And Bedna Jumper. Those are the children. And I have a son here, 18-year-old, but he didn't come up tonight. Thank you very much.
And now that darkness has descended, Medicine Lodge dancers of Troop 123, Winnehaven, Tom Costello, leader, will dance for the Seminoles, and you can watch if you want to.
Thank you, Cousin Tom. We'd like to do two dances here tonight. One is called the Minnetaree Corn Dance, and the other one I'd like to elaborate a little bit on is our Wanataka Spear Dance. This I think you will like. It's a precision dance involving some very, very sharp spears and some very, very close passes with these things. In fact, you might see a little bloodshed tonight, but I hope you enjoy it. Winterhaven Trailcraft Medicine Lodge, Troop 123, with a Minnetaree Corn Dance. Ladies and gentlemen, seeing this is our last time on the program here at the Folk Festival this year, we'd like to do one just last grand finale, one last fling, and what we call a shakedown and a powwow. This is just sort of a show-off thing, and it's just for a couple of seconds here. Ladies and gentlemen, Medicine Lodge, Troop 123, a shakedown and a powwow.
We see some fine demonstration of physical fitness exercises, don't we? A word to the wise is sufficient. Making a first appearance, we hope it won't be the last, are two young men from West Palm Beach, Clay Jones and Bill Snyder. Give them a great big hand.
Gosh. Dusty, dusty, dusty.
Let's put this one down a little bit. I'm going to be singing too.
Well, we just come here to tell you folks we're rocking the front with these and gimblers and we're drunk.
I got a ride a freight train.
might linger longer, but I've got to make haste. I'm always willing to deal with plenty of fuel, and I'm high as a kite. Why, tables and rackets are cried.
Well, I go everywhere. I don't pay no fare. I can ride a freight train most everywhere. Well, if I win or lose, oh, I don't get the blues. I'm a rambling joker.
We'd like to do a Carter Family tune now called You Are My Flower. This is a very old tune called Shady Grove.
made of gold and fine. Every time I'd pick on it, I'd wish that girl was mine. Apples in the summertime, peaches in the fall. If I can't get the girl I love, I won't have none at all. Shady Grove, Shady Grove, Shady Grove, I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove.
From Asheville, North Carolina, Tut and Tom and the Southern Bluegrasses. Bring them on.
You got some microphones here you want to let down?
All right, how
do
you want?
Oh, we'll just get one down. One like it is, be fine. Thank you very much. We'd like to kick things off a little bit with a mandolin, banjo, couple of good rhythm guitars. One we did last year, might have remembered, called John Hardy.
Thank you very much. We're going to slow things down just a little bit. Sing one for you. We've got good weather this year, and I'd like to one of the old numbers called the 9-Pound Hammer. It's a 9-Pound Hammer. It's a little too heavy, but it forms a sign. Buddy, pull my side. Roll on, buddy, with your load of coal. Buddy, how can I roll when the wheels won't go? Oh. long way to Hazard. It's a long way to Harlem, just to get a little brew, just to get a little brew. Roll on, buddy, with your load of coal. Buddy, how can I roll when the wheels won't go? Well, I'm on the mountain, I'm gonna see my honey, and I ain't coming back, and I ain't coming back. Roll on, buddy, with your load of coal. Buddy, how can I roll when the wheels won't go? Don't you make my tombstone out of number nine coal, out of number nine coal. Roll on, buddy, with your load of coal. Buddy, how can I roll when the wheel won't go?